G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
Exploring faith and the future. Neil Johnson and Bible teacher, Dr. Camille Majdali.
Let's continue our conversation all about why we get it so wrong when we're looking for Mr. or Miss Right. We've been talking about all sorts of issues over previous days, Camille. Narcissism, opportunism, the idea of there are pitfalls, and sometimes there are things we elevate above what God says is good wisdom on relationships, and we elevate some of those things in our culture around it. One of those issues that is a real challenge today is the proliferation, the sexualization of society, and one of the ways that expresses itself, of course, is through pornography. How does that challenge people who are looking for Mr. or Miss Right?
Like every other corrupting influence, pornography will distort, devalue, delegitimize something that is meant to be wonderful. The human body that God created is good. But when you sexualize and sensualize everybody, then nobody is of great value anymore. There is no problem that when you are married and you want to enjoy each other's company and intimacy, that's perfectly right. That's how God designed it, because bolstering that relationship is a good foundation, godly commitment, of course, the blessing of God, especially if you married in the church, and things of that sort. When it's done outside those parameters, it's interesting. I think Chuck Missler talked about the difference between the life-giving stream, meaning marital love, versus the broken sewer pipe, meaning sexual immorality. It's graphic, but it really does drive home the contrast. And that's what pornography is like. It's basically the broken sewer pipe.
And pornography is so prolific in the society. Somehow or other, you've got to broach that topic. And if you're looking for Mr. Right or Miss Right, that topic has to be broached before you tie the knot.
Yeah, see, if you don't deal with pornography, you're not going to view anybody properly. You will have a carnal view, a shallow view, a merely physical view. But the other thing is, you are in the grip of an addiction. It is frightening, Neil, how many Christian people are looking at pornography, because it is so pervasive on the internet. Many of our young men, and probably a few young women, are in the grip. Even some that are in ministry, I hate to say it. It becomes addictive. It's not easy to break, although it is breakable. But again, if all you do is view at these sensuous, distorted images, as well as the videos, and then you're looking at people to find a partner, how are you going to see anything objectively or purely or in reality? It's almost impossible. Therefore, I urge our listeners, whoever they may be, get some help. There's even help online where you can be dealing with mature people who will coach you from afar online to break free this addiction. I'm telling you, it's worth everything, because if you're in bondage to pornography or to any other vice, you'll never be free to be the person God has designed you to be. And you'll never be able to identify correctly the person who you are to partner with for life.
Faith and the Future with Neil Johnson and Dr. Camille Majdali from Teach All Nations. For more from Dr. Majdali, including books and DVDs on prophecy, Bible commentaries, plus today's and other episodes of Faith and the Future, go to vision.org.au.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.